Thank you so much. Thank you, Bruce. I'm really overwhelmed. I apologize for my voice. I got a case of laryngitis with very bad timing. Thank you, everyone, for coming tonight. Mayor and I are deeply touched by this enthusiastic turnout and by the warm and supportive messages in the Gallup Tribune ebook. John Grabman mentioned in my sermon yesterday that we chose this weekend for the gala because it's the week when the football season is idle. The conference championship games took place last week. Next week is the Super Bowl, which we didn't want to conflict with, especially since our loyal Eagles fans predicted the Eagles would compete in the Super Bowl again. Alas, it wasn't meant to be. What we did point out is that today is also International Holocaust Memorial Remembrance Day, which may at first seem incongruous with this celebration. However, Bakor has an incredibly inspiring Holocaust survivor in our midst, Hirsch Weisbord, who loves coming to shul partly because of the large contingent of young committed Jews at shul. He knows, as we all do, that this would make Hitler turn over in his grave. So I think that makes this a particularly fitting day to celebrate our shul, Bakor HaBracha. Philadelphia is a perpetual underdog. So said the Washington Post in an article several years ago. When you think about it, that characterization makes sense. We're the city where underdogs triumph. Philly is the birthplace of America, the city of Rocky, the Eagles. And now I think we can add another underdog to the list. Almost 13 years ago, Bruce, you had it totally wrong. It's 13 years ago we came to Philadelphia. A very small group of city residents embarked on the journey that led us to this milestone occasion tonight. When we began, everyone counted us out. We were told that Center City life would be unfriendly to the kind of community we sought to build. And we were reminded, rightfully so, that many other organizations with much greater resources than ours had already tried and failed. What the naysayers didn't understand was that Bakor would become a reflection of its underdog city. This is the city of St. Nick Foles and the Philly Special, where we do the unexpected and we shock the world. And so I think it's fitting to add Bakor to the list of remarkable Philadelphia underdogs. Bakor, after a decade, has really made an imprint on the Philadelphia Jewish community and beyond. We even have terminology that has been coined just for us. There is Bakor time, which refers to our custom of starting services or events late most of the time, but also inexplicably starting on time the one day you arrive late. Bakor time also refers to the fact that we don't see any contradiction in starting Mincha Gedolah too early, regular Mincha 20 minutes after sunset, and not before it gets dark outside. And then there is the Bakor minion, a phenomenon which causes people to doubt their own ability to count heads. You think we said Kaddish, but I could have sworn there were only 9 people there. Then we have Bakor Kids, a term coined by Yoella Epstein for a children's programming where parents with no teaching experience magically turn into master educators. And of course, you know about our 11 Bakor couples who first met at the shul. One of the reasons we have so many high quality eligible singles at 10 Bakor, that's what I call effective PR. There's Pesach Without the Pain, based on my Pesach classes, which became a best-selling ebook on Amazon, partly because, among other food items, it allows ice cream, candy, and yogurt without kosher Passover supervision. Which leads us to the infamous Bakor Hesh. Also known as IKC Center City Branch, which has increased the number of local kosher establishments in the Center City from 3 to over 30. So many people in Philadelphia enjoy the delicious fare, although half of them deny they ever set foot in any of these places. There's the Bakor House Band, started and led by our own very talented Jeremy Krieger and John Grabman. Otherwise known as Moments of Wrong, because they have many, many, many moments of wrong. Plenty of them created by me, by the way. Band has become well known for its permanent live moment performances, as well as opening for the Moshav Band, which has become the official McCore Band. It has to be our official band because it's led by our esteemed president, son-in-law, Yehuda Solomon. And then there's a classic response for everything we do. What do you expect? This is McCore. Whatever your take is on the way we do things in McCore Bracha, there's simply no question that our impact is memorable. What could be a better example than the McCord Gala, which once again is an amazing event. I'd like to thank the Gala Chairs, Ronan Gerber, for starting us off, and Ellen Geller and Rita Asher for all their hard work and finishing off all the details of making this celebration happen. Thank you so much. A big thank you to Julie Rafsky for all your help with the Gala and basically everything else that happens at Shul. Thank you to the organizing committee and volunteers, Rebecca Ben-Falk, Joe Friedman, Tamar Levine, Bracha Rosenstein, Lisa Rothstein, Aliza Jaffe-Sass, Eric Schneider, Deborah Schumann, and Elise Weiss, and to Ben Sass for the door-by-door program. Thank you so much. I would also like to thank the McCore board, David Morley, Yoel Epstein, Claire Raab, Rita Asher, our incredibly dedicated treasurer, Ellen Geller, their esteemed president, Bruce Taubman, all the help with everything that happens in the back at Shul. Being on the McCore board is a thankless job which costs a lot of time and money. For once on behalf of the Shul, I say thank you so much for all that you do for us. I would like to thank our parents, my mom, my dad, and Hannah, and Mommy Orch for being the most wonderful, most supportive parents anyone could have asked for. Our parents live by the dictum that my mom heard directly from Reverend and Young Rice. A good parent is one who keeps their wallet open and their mouth shut. Thank you to our siblings and their significant others and to our nieces and nephews. Miriam and I love every one of you. And the truly amazing thing is that we actually like every one of you as well and consider each of you to be our close friends. And Achor, Achor, Chaviv, last but not least, I must mention my amazing, beautiful wife, Miriam, who hates the spotlight and will not be happy with me if you go on too long about her. So all I will say is what the Gemara tells us in Maseches Nedarim about Nuna and Hof, what Rabbi Akiva told his students about his wife, Shali Mishalchem Shalahi, all that you have, we owe to her. We owe to her. Without Mary Ward, there's no Rabbi Hirsch and there's no Makor Bracha. You're the best. I love you. Nearly 200 remarkable people gathered in a room as we do this evening, and we could call every one of you our friend. And never in our wildest dreams did we imagine that we have over 200 people attend our shul on a routine Shabbos morning, that we have 11 McCore couples and counting who made it for the first time in McCore, that we have over 30 kosher restaurants and more in the wings, that we have a consistent morning meeting, well, at least on most days. And McCore will become such a diverse and cohesive community, made of people who love Judaism and love Israel, a community of people who care for each other, and yes, sometimes fight with one another, like family, a model for the Jewish world. I feel blessed to be here this evening to celebrate what we have all accomplished together, and I thank all of you for the most committed and dedicated community one could ever hope for. Bezrat Hashem, let's continue to make our mark in Philly and the entire Jewish world. Thank you so much.